John Zehner joins us now. He is with the Associated Press in the state of Alabama. Spends a lot of time covering Alabama, Auburn, and the rest of the SEC. John is with us now. John, I was going to start off with sports, but you've apparently been touring some of the damage. Are you in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I've been here a couple of days.
Give us your impressions of just everything, seeing everything.
Oh, you know, everybody tells you that you don't really understand it until you see it in person. That you, all those images you see on the news just don't, they don't do justice to it. And they're absolutely right. When you drive by Alberta City, which just got smashed, a good portion of it, and you see all these, all this rubble that used to be people's houses, and it is devastating. You stop talking, whoever you're riding with in the car, you stop talking, you turn off the radio, and you just kind of take it in. It's terrible.
It is. It really is incredible. Yesterday there was a big story that broke. ESPN said Russell Wilson, who is the former North Carolina State quarterback who transferred, was visiting Auburn. Do you think Auburn has a shot to get him?
You know, I can't really speak to that because hopefully we're going to have more information on that tonight.
Right.
But until we hear it from him, and he has been very, very silent. Maybe somebody in his family has talked to ESPN, but he himself just hasn't been talking. And so it's really hard to tell what's going on in his mind. The one thing I would assume anybody in his position is going to have to know that he's going to be the starter. If he goes to school, he's going to be the starter. And I don't know if Gus Malzahn and Dean Chizik, I just don't know if they're prepared to just say you're coming in and not Barrett Trotter, not Clint Mosley, you're going to be our starter. Honestly, they're not talking either, so I don't really, you know, they can't really say anything. So I don't know what the thought process is. I don't know if they, but I'm assuming he wouldn't come unless they're telling him he'd be the starter.
Yeah, I would think that as well, and you're right. This would be the second go round with that, with Clint Mosley and Barrett Trotter, and a new guy coming in and taking the reins. Looking at the SEC in general this year, of course, Alabama, LSU are pretty much the top two picks to come out of the West and really win the conference. What do you think the top storylines are going to be?
Keep in mind that this top storyline in May might not be the top storyline in September, but. Well, you know, I'm really curious about some things in that SEC East. I'm really curious about how Georgia will bounce back. I think they could have a really strong team. Curious how Muschamp, the new system and everything, Charlie Weiss, how all that works at Florida. And really, obviously, everybody's kind of wondering how Auburn will fare losing all those players. All legitimate questions. It should be interesting.
How do you think Auburn will look this year?
You know, I mean, they're not without talent. I mean, who knows how they've got some talent on the defensive line. You know, other than Nosa Igwe, you know, there's not a lot of proven talent on the defensive line. But they've got guys who were, you know, four-star recruits. I have a lot of questions about the defense, but the defense wasn't a shutdown defense last year either. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see the offensive line. Who knows how they're going to gel? And you know, that was kind of an underrated group last year for that team, in my opinion. This Cam Newton and Michael Dyer really benefited from a veteran offensive line, and nobody will have that this year.
You look at their schedule too, and with the exception of Florida and Alabama, their tough games are on the road, and with a young team, an inexperienced team. That could spell trouble. Do you see them potentially, if things go really south, not making a bowl game?
Well, you know, I thought 9 wins would be a good season last year, so I'm not real smart on these prediction things. But it's not that hard to go 6-6 in the SEC. You've got a couple of built-in wins. I guess it's possible. It's also possible they'd be 8-4. Or something like that, 6-6, 8-4, anywhere in that range. I'd still be kind of surprised if they didn't have a 500 record. Which,
yeah.
You know, with all those bolt tie ends, that's really all it takes nowadays.
Looking at the other side of the state, Alabama, and I just saw a column that had Alabama picked to win the national championship, and there's kind of this rotation between Alabama, Oklahoma, and LSU. Right. What do you think Alabama's chances are of getting to New Orleans?
I think that's so hard. That's so hard to answer in May because so much has to go right, like it did for Alabama 2 years ago and for Auburn last year. But
sure.
Or you don't lose key players to injuries, or at least not key players that you don't have backups, you know, quality backups for. You don't have things wrong. You've got unproven quarterback like Greg McElroy turned out to be a sharp, savvy guy who can lead the offense. But you don't know that until he actually does it. And I would think that's another question mark. A.J. McCarron and Will Sims, they both got confidence. They both got lots of physical ability and everything. But got to wait and see how that translates to performance and leadership on the field. And we just don't know. Now, they'll have the defense. It's not like that offense has to score 40 points a game. I mean, if you look at their secondary, they've got, you know, probably four across the board NFL caliber or NFL talent.
Right.
Defensive backs. Linebackers should be up to a high tower. I mean, they've got so much talent on the defensive side, even after losing Darius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, you know, and Trent Richardson, I don't think anybody has questions, as long as he stays healthy, that he could be a, you know, the next star running back at Alabama. I don't know what playmakers they got at receiver. I know they got guys who have done some stuff, but they haven't been that go-to guy. Should have if they're solid at left tackle, which remains a question mark,
sure.
I think, for everybody, especially with the tragedy that hit Aaron Douglas a couple weeks ago. So there are question marks, but there's also, you know, it's not like they've got a puzzle where they don't have all the pieces. It seems like they've got the pieces. It's just a matter of how they come together.
That's true, and you talk about that defense. Last year's defense was rightfully criticized for the points that they gave up in the major losses, but they also averaged giving up 13.5 points a game, which is not too bad.
Yeah, you know, you summed it up pretty well. I mean, it wasn't like their defense had bad numbers. They just didn't seem to have that, you know, they let South Carolina push them around. Auburn for a half pushed them around a little bit. So yeah, they just didn't seem to have maybe quite the same killer instinct, I guess, or chemistry or something. I don't
right.
know what I'm missing, but it was not like they didn't have good numbers. The numbers weren't that far off from the year before. They just had a couple of lapses that didn't happen the year before.
And you talked about the SEC East at the Open, and it is May, and it's early, and no one knows at this point because a lot of things can transpire. But if you had to point one team as a dark horse to win that East and perhaps chance for the national championship, who do you think that would be?
You know, I still kind of like Georgia.
Yeah.
I just think Aaron Murray's going to get better and better. And I don't know about national championship picture, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seem to be more of teams like Auburn. Sometimes when you don't think they're going to do a lot, they do. Whereas when they're picked preseason number one, they struggle to live up to it. So I think I'm really curious to see how Georgia fares. South Carolina could be improved. Florida, who knows? They got all these top blue chip defensive recruits and everything over the last couple of years, and just had these great recruiting classes and new system. John Brantley, if it fits John Brantley, then you got a Florida should be fun to watch.
John Zehner with the Associated Press, kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time. John, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for having me, Jacob.
Thank you. Take care.